Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's the tech takeout on the big KOCC. Dave Greenway is our guy when it comes to keeping us in the loop on everything happening in the world of tech. Greenway, hold me back, bro. I don't want to get into Apple yet. Let's do everything else. Hold me back. They're restraining me. Producer Cass holding me back. We're going to get into WWDC in a second. I want to kick it off with everything non-Apple before we just have the Apple avalanche. Kicking it off okay. with this. LinkedIn, it's been sold, but like for a lot of money.
Okay. So everyone thought that, you know, buying WhatsApp for like a shmillion billion dollars, I think it was like 13 billion, was a stupid idea when Facebook did it. But Microsoft just bought LinkedIn and they just spent $26.2 billion to get there. It's the largest acquisition that Microsoft's ever made in their entire history. And Microsoft buys a lot of stuff. Like, they bought Skype for $9 billion, and now they're buying LinkedIn for $26.2. That's a lot of money.
So wait, is LinkedIn worth $26.2 billion?
Okay, so LinkedIn is actually worth about $16 billion-ish. So it's a listed company, so it's really easy. What you do is you take the amount of shares that they have, you multiply it by the value of the shares today, and we can get like a rough market capitalization, so the value of the company, right? So it's worth about $16 billion. So they're paying like a $10 billion premium on it. And that's basically to get the board of directors and all of the shareholders to agree to the sale. You know, you don't want to give them exactly what it's worth, because then everyone will be like, well, I'd rather just keep the shares and see what happens. So basically what's happened is they've gone in at like a 50% premium on the whole company. And it's actually, you know, Microsoft have made a pretty decent point of what they want to do with it. So they're looking at the data that they have and the data that they don't have in the corporate world. So they've got a lot of data on, you know, companies themselves and how the corporate structure works and what people do inside of the business and how everyone links together inside of a company that's using Microsoft stuff, but they don't really have the links between companies and between people and things like that. And they're going to be using LinkedIn to build it out. So what's going to happen is you're going to send a meeting request to someone who you've never met before. So say you're trying to get new business or something like that, and you're a salesperson and you send out a link, like a meeting request, you're going to be able to see immediately like the guy's LinkedIn profile and who you know together and all that kind of stuff. And it's going to sort of like bring that data in, and that's sort of how they think it's going to be working. I'm not sure if it's a great acquisition yet. It's great for the LinkedIn guys. Like, anyone who owns shares in LinkedIn, you've literally just made 50%. Mazel tov, well done. You made a good investment. But I'm not so sure for Microsoft yet. We're just going to have to wait and see how they do.
Listen, that's a lot of money to blow on something. I hope they're going to get it back. I quite like LinkedIn. It's helped me quite a bit. I just don't know, like, the value massively. And, like, I know that you can pay for a subscription on LinkedIn. I know that companies can pay. So, listen, they must have done the projections and the calculations and done the numbers and thought this was a good buy. I just get so worried, like, with these tech companies that they're spending so much money on acquisitions and that sometimes... are they making the best decisions, or are they just worried someone else is going to beat them to it?
Yeah. So listen, I mean, unlike a lot of companies, LinkedIn actually has revenue. Like, as you say, there's LinkedIn Premium, which a lot of recruitment agencies use, and they charge people to put articles in other, like in timelines and things like that. And they actually have a revenue model, which is a lot more than Instagram or WhatsApp or any of those companies could ever say. So Microsoft has bought something that's already making money, which isn't bad. Like, that's a good thing in the tech world. Mm. In fact, it's very rare in the tech world that you find companies that are actually even making money at all. So I think it's potentially a very good buy for Microsoft. We'll just have to see what they do.
Okay. All right, let's shift gears. Someone else is blowing money fast. It's Larry Page, the founder of Google. He's spent over $100 million on making flying cars a reality. He's also, just in my opinion, become one of the coolest people alive. Tell me more.
Dude, this is what happens when you become a billionaire. You start doing the shit that you really wanted to do when you were a kid. So like, Elon Musk is, you know, wants to send people to Mars. Larry Page wants flying cars. Like, this is just what you do when you become a billionaire. So he's dumped $100 million into two different companies. The one's called Z.Aero, and the other is called Kitty Hawk, which is, of course, named after the plane that the Wright brothers used to make the first manned flight. So... they've got two different kinds of designs. Z.Aero already has two prototypes that it takes for regular test flights. Basically, we might see flying cars in like the next 5 to 10 years. So self-driving flying car things. Who knows?
Dude, so cool. Flying cars, I mean, that is going to kill it on Instagram.
Oh, dude, it's going to be so cool. So cool.
Why do we have roads? I mean, they've got so many potholes. I just feel like we need to just, you know, lift it up, take it higher.
Bro, just think of how awesome your Uber's going to be when you call it and it, like, just flies towards you.
Swaggy,
and, like,
bro.
Flies down.
Swaggy, 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 swaggy. That's all I have to say. I'm glad Larry's helping me out there with the funds.
Bro, Larry got the swag connection, I'm telling you.
Okay, so enough about Microsoft, enough about Google, because today actually belongs to Apple and the Worldwide Developers Conference. What's happening? Is it happening right now?
Yeah, so it's a three-day conference. So it started yesterday. Yesterday was the keynote, so that's what the public's mostly interested in. And then for, like, the next 3 days, they actually do the developer part of the conference, and they have, like, different talks, and the guys can go to that and learn more about what Apple is doing software-wise. I think the one thing that you're probably going to like more than anything else is that Apple's unbundled its native app. So what that means is, like, you know, like, Mail and Maps and Music, those only got updates when you had, like, an iOS update. So, like, once a year, you'd get an update, and, like, if there was something really wrong with Mail, like, it would change once a year. Now that what they're doing is they're moving those to the actual App Store, so each of those apps can be updated as and when they need to be. But the important thing is that you can now delete any of those apps. So, you know, like, all those crappy apps that you just keep, like, on your iPhone because you can't delete them, like, news and like stocks and tips and the watch app if you don't have an Apple Watch, like all of that kind of stuff, you're going to be able to delete that.
Cool.
Like permanently, which is like that's the coolest thing. Like I've never used Find My Friends ever. And that's just going. That's done. That's finished.
Well,
we don't have a relationship.
These damn phones run out of space so much that you need to be able to delete whatever it is that you don't absolutely need.
Exactly. And they're actually doing something about that as well. So they're going to be looking at, you're going to be able to set up your Apple Music so that if there's a song that you haven't listened to in a certain amount of time, like it'll start moving that to the cloud. So it'll do, like, if you haven't listened to a whole bunch of music in a while, it'll move that off onto your cloud storage. So it'll say, like, you own this and this and this and this song, but it'll delete it off your iPhone so that you have more space, and they're doing that on the Mac as well. Obviously, you'll be able to customize what is and isn't allowed to be deleted, but that is something that they are looking at. I mean, a 16-gig iPhone is just it's a terrible thing to behold.
Ridiculous, yeah. Okay, some also cool announcements coming out about the Apple Watch. What's up with that?
Okay, so they've updated the watch software. So we still don't have a new watch. It's still the first generation Apple Watch. We're thinking September around the iPhone event, there's probably going to be a new watch. But what they have done is they've sped it up. I mean, like, everything else, cool, yay, all the other features. I don't really give a crap about all the other features. But the big thing that they've done is they've sped it up. So they showed the same watch app being launched on Watch OS 2 and on Watch OS 3. And they say a lot of the apps are up to 7 times faster on OS 3. So if you were pissed off like I was with the Apple Watch that everything was ridiculously slow, then hopefully this is the kind of thing that's going to make you happy, and hopefully it'll make people like their Apple Watches more. I mean, I know that a lot of people are unhappy with them at the moment, especially around the activity tracking side of things. Like, they want it to be more accurate on your heart rate and movements that aren't like distance-based. So, like, running and cycling and things like that, it can get done really well, but, like, weight training, it can't do really well yet. And I think that's where the big improvement in Apple Watch 2 will come in, is in, like, tracking movement and things that isn't, like, distance-based. So, I don't know. I mean, Apple Watch 2 is coming, but at least for people who went out and bought a watch like previously or got one through Discovery, at least it's getting faster. Like, that's the big thing that they can give to people who have a watch at the moment.
Yeah, listen, I'm still not going to get it.
dude, there's, like, I've come close at least 3 or 4 times, but I kept pushing the button.
Nah.
But it's just, it hasn't happened. And I still can't see why. I want one. I don't need one. Trust me, there's no one needs an Apple Watch.
No one.
Anyone who says they need one is talking crap. You want a watch. Yeah. Like, you don't need it. Trust me, you can get by with your cell phone.
Oh, they're also doing a lot of name changes. What are they changing the names of here?
Okay, so for the last, like, I think 8 or 9 years or something like that, it's been OS 10 for the Mac. So OS 10 was just the name of it, and then they'd give it, you know, like a fancy name like Yosemite or I can't even remember what the last one was. Well, they used tiger, like they used cats before that, so it was like snow leopard and tiger and lion and mountain lion and all of that. And they've just renamed it now. So that's now Mac OS instead of OS X. So that's now Watch OS, TV OS, Mac OS, and iOS. That's all four of their platforms. So they're just bringing the naming convention together. And the new one is going to be called Sierra. So Sierra has Siri finally. On the Mac, and there's a couple of new tricks that it's got. So if you own an Apple Watch, and I think they're going to do this with iPhones as well, so if you've got a trusted device nearby, you won't actually need to put in your code. So you'll just open the lid of your Mac, and it'll sign in like automatically for you. So it'll be like, it must be Ari, because Ari's like iPhone is really close by. You know, it's within a meter, and I can detect it. And then there's some cool stuff, like you can copy and paste something. So you can copy something on your iPhone, and then like paste it on your Mac. So if you're doing research on your iPhone, because you were just lazy and on the couch, and like, oh, that's really cool. And you like copy it, then you just paste it straight on your Mac. That's kind of cool.
Very cool. Well, listen, definitely some stuff to look out for there. And the conference continues tomorrow as well. That's all the latest out of the Worldwide Developers Conference coming out of Apple. No major massive announcements, just a little few things here and there. Greenway, thank you so much for all the latest tech news, bro.
Dude, always a pleasure. Hopefully next week we have something more exciting than Apple is making software stuff.
Yeah, give me a new iPhone.
September, bro. It's 3 months away. You've got 3 months until your iPhone is even older, and you're going to need one even more.
All right. Power, that's at Dave Greenway there, weighing in with all the latest tech news in today's Tech Takeout. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.